Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today scattered flurries becoming partly sunny with a high near 23 degrees. Breezy west winds could gust as high as 36 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 10. Breezy winds gusting as high as 33 miles per hour. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. And in the news, in a report shared by the Wisconsin Examiner, the U.S. Senate approved legislation Tuesday that would enshrine protections for same-sex and interracial marriages, codifying many of the rights that would disappear if the U.S. Supreme Court were to overturn those landmark decisions the way it overturned the nationwide right to an abortion this summer. The 61-36 bipartisan vote sends the bill back to the U.S. House, where lawmakers expect to give it their final stamp of approval soon before sending it to President Joe Biden. The House voted 267-157 in July to approve the original bill, but must vote again after a bipartisan group of senators added in religious liberty protections. Today, an overwhelming majority of senators stepped up to protect the freedoms and rights of millions of Americans in same-sex and interracial marriages. I'm proud to have worked across the aisle to get the job done for millions of loving couples in Wisconsin and across the country, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, who worked to pass the bill, said in a statement. Millions of same-sex and interracial couples made this moment possible by living openly as their authentic selves, changing the hearts and minds of people around them. This legislation will protect the hard-fought progress we've made on marriage equality, and I look forward to the Respect for Marriage Act becoming the law of the land, Baldwin said. The legislation would repeal the 1996 law known as the Defense of Marriage Act that defined marriage as the union of one man and one woman. The federal law also allowed states to ignore same-sex unions legally performed in other states. It would ensure that if the U.S. Supreme Court were to overturn the cases that have legalized same-sex and interracial marriages, the federal government would continue to recognize those unions, a step necessary for hundreds of federal benefits, including Social Security and veterans benefits. The bill, known as the Respect for Marriage Act, would require states to recognize same-sex and interracial marriages performed in states that keep the unions legal, though it wouldn't require states to keep same-sex or interracial marriages legal if the U.S. Supreme Court were to overturn those cases. And in an update from a local story we reported on Tuesday, the Nearly Noon News will make a report Thursday concerning the Viroqua Police Commission hearing being held today to present the reasons for the current status of the suspension of Viroqua's Police Chief Rick Neidfeld, which has been ongoing since early November. Thus far, only limited information about the order issued by Mayor Justin Running has been shared with the public. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.